Wealth File Number 2. Rich people play the money game to win. Poor people play the money game not to lose. Poor people play the money game on defense rather than offense. Let me ask you, if you were to play any sport or any game strictly on defense, what are the chances of your winning that game? Most people would agree, slim and none. Yet that's exactly how most people play the money game. Their primary concern is survival and security instead of creating wealth and abundance. So what is your goal? What is your objective? What is your true intention? The goal of truly rich people is to have massive wealth and abundance. Not just some money, but lots of money. So what is the big goal of poor people? To have enough to pay the bills, and on time would be a miracle. Again, let me remind you of the power of intention. When your intention is to have enough to pay the bills, that's exactly how much you're going to get. Just enough to pay the bills and not a dime more. Middle-class people at least go a step further. Too bad, it's a tiny step. Their big goal in life also happens to be their favorite word in the whole wide world. They just want to be comfortable. I hate to break the news to you, but there's a huge difference between being comfortable and being rich. I have to admit, I've had the experience of being on all three sides of the proverbial fence. I've been extremely broke, as in having to borrow a dollar for gas for my car. But let me qualify that. First, it wasn't even my car. Second, that dollar came in the form of 4 quarters. Do you know how embarrassing it is for an adult to pay for gas with 4 quarters? The kid at the pump looked at me as if I were some kind of vending machine robber and then just shook his head and laughed. Once I got my act together, I graduated to the level of being comfortable. Comfortable is nice. At least you get to go out to decent restaurants for a change. But pretty well all I could order was chicken. Now, there's nothing wrong with chicken if that's what you really want, but often it's not. In fact, people who are only financially comfortable usually decide on what to eat by looking at the right-hand side of the menu, the price side. What would you like for dinner tonight, dear? I'll have this $7.95 dish. Let's see what it is. Surprise, surprise, it's the chicken for the 19th time this week. I have to say that for me personally, one of the best things about being rich is not having to look at the prices on the menu anymore. I eat exactly what I want to eat, regardless of the price. I can assure you, I didn't do that when I was broke or comfortable. It boils down to this. If your goal is to be comfortable, chances are you will never get rich. But if your goal is to be rich, chances are you'll end up mighty comfortable. One of the principles I teach in my Millionaire Mind seminars is, if you shoot for the stars, you'll at least hit the moon. Now place your hand on your heart and declare, my goal is to become a millionaire and more. Now touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Write down 2 financial objectives that demonstrate your intention to create abundance, not mediocrity or poverty. Write play-to-win goals for your first, annual income, and second, your net worth. Make these goals achievable with a realistic time frame, yet at the same time, remember to shoot for the stars. 2. Go to an upscale restaurant and order a meal without asking how much it costs. If funds are tight, sharing is acceptable. P.S. No chicken.